Hello, this is Dr. Yevgenia Goldsir dictating an endoscopy report on Brittany Fandozzi, date of birth 5/10/1978, date of procedure January 31st, 2024. Physician is Dr. Yevgenia Goldsir. Referring physician is Dr. Bianca Burnett. Procedure performed is esophagogastroduodenoscopy with cold biopsies and cold biopsy polypectomy and colonoscopy with cold biopsy polypectomy and cold biopsies. Indication is abnormal CT scan with left-sided colitis, comma, abdominal pain, comma, change in bowel habits with constipation greater than diarrhea. Description procedure. Informed consent was obtained. Period, possible complication of the procedure, including bleeding, infection, perforation, drug reactions, as well as the possibility of missing lesions, such as the malignancy, were all explained to the patient. Period, the patient is brought to endoscopy seat, placed in left lateral position, stage for anesthesia services, monitored anesthesia care, period. A well-lubricated Olympus video gastroscope was introduced into the esophagus and advanced into direct vision to the second portion of the duodenum. Period, careful examination is made of the duodenal bulb, second portion of the duodenum. Stomach G-junction, esophagus, period, a retroflex view was obtained of the cardio, period, air resection from the stomach before withdrawal of the scope, period. The patient was then turned around on left lateral position, period. Digital rectal exam was normal, period. A well-lubricated Olympus video colonoscope was introduced into the rectum and advanced into direct vision to the cecum, which was identified by the presence of the appendiceal orifice, ileocecal valve, and confluence of the folds, period. The terminal ileum was also intubated and evaluated, period. Careful examinations made of the cecum, ileocecal valve, ascending colon, hepatic flexure, transcolon, splenic flexure, descending colon, sigmoid colon, the rectum, period. Retroflex was obtained in the rectum, period. Boston bowel prep score was good, graded as a 7,2-3-2, period. The patient tolerated the procedure well without any complications. Findings at upper endoscopy, the proximal and mid-esophagus appeared unremarkable. The Z-line was regular at 37 centimeters from the bite block. Next line, there was evidence of a widely patent Schatzky's ring. Next line, there was a 2-centimeter sliding hiatal hernia that's seen with coughing. Next line, there was retained liquid in the stomach upon insertion of the scope, comma, this was lavage and suction aggressively. Next line, there was a approximately 4-millimeter gastric antral polyp that was removed with cold biopsy polypectomy in total. Next line, there was gastric erythema that was patchy. Biopsies were obtained in the antrum and body for histology together. Next line, the duodenum was unremarkable to D-tube, and the ampulla appeared normal, comma. Biopsies were obtained to rule out celiac disease. Next line, at colonoscopy, next line, the terminal ileum appeared unremarkable. Next line, there was evidence of panziverticulosis coli. Next line, there were two diminutive sessile descending colon polyps removed with cold biopsy polypectomy. Next line, there was a rectal diminutive sessile polyp removed with cold biopsy polypectomy. Next line, biopsies were obtained in the right transverse and left as well as in the rectum for histology and to rule out microscopic colitis. Next line, there was evidence of grade 1 internal hemorrhoids noted on retroflexion. Next line, there was no evidence of any colitis on my exam. Plan. Follow-up biopsy pathology. Next line. Would recommend repeat colonoscopy in 3 years pending PATH. Next line. Recommend high-fiber diet with good water intake and Miralax and Metamucil as needed for the constipation. Next time, follow-up in office as previously scheduled. Mm-hmm.